things I noticed immediately upon our arrival at Northern, and we had come from Nebraska and we'd come from Tennessee, is it seemed like Northern was very not proud of the fact that they started at a normal school. The normal schools are what really made the opportunities for women. And a lot of the things the women were doing were not considered appropriate for them to do. So they were pushing boundaries all the time. And so I said, I think that must have really set a tone for that early campus. All you have to, I say to people, I fell in love with the women, I fell in love with their stories, and I fell in love with their writings. So, you were getting it from all dimensions.
You spent 13 years at NIU, and at what point did you find yourself saying, I need to write a book?
Never. This one took longer because it was the first one. I had to get the template. I had to figure out how to do it. And the second volume is close to two-thirds done. Volumes 3 and 4 I have to do together because volume 3 has a lot of the lead up to war. Volume 4 is going to be both wars, World War I and World War II. And my goal, and I think that one's doable, is to get done by the summer or fall of 2014. And then, as I said, I'm done.
Right off the bat, you get right into it with
Rose.
The strong, one of the strongest characters, Rose LaVille Huff. So let's talk about her. First of all, she was a beloved teacher,
right. Vocalist,
amazing voice, apparently.
And a pianist.
Then she went off on this tour, Rose LaVille Huff performing for Booker T. Washington.
And even more than performing, he and she were able to talk and to discuss, and he gave her such latitude where he opened up that last performance and said, you say anything you want to them, you sing anything you want. And then he calls them when she's done it, and then he says to that audience, she told you what she thought about your music. She showed what she. Now you have to share, and to have been there. That's one of my, I wish I could go back in time on that one. I said, it's like I went to my grandmother's attic, and unbeknownst to me, I open up this, this box, and there's all this precious stuff in it. And so what I say to people is, I think what my goal was to get the women out of the attic. However, I did not have the time, nor I don't know if anybody will ever have the time, to add more flesh to their stories. And some of the fascinating stories, like you're saying, you wish so much that you could find out more. But I think that's not what I was interested in doing. I wanted to make sure these women, their names are at least recognizable. I want to make sure that Jessica Foster has a picture in the Convocation Center, and there are a few pictures of the women's basketball teams there. So that was sort of my objective. I'm hoping that maybe, and it doesn't have to be women, just people might get hooked on some of these stories and say, I'll find out.